Anderson's proposal would give veterans with combat-related disabilities a tax exemption from real and personal property tax. According to a release from Anderson's office, the exemption would be capped at $200,000, but would increase with the national inflation rate. The amendment requires that veterans have a total combined disability rating of 80% or higher, a number determined by the Department of Veterans Affairs. The Missouri House and Senate will need to vote on the amendment before it can go to voters. If it passes through the legislature in the opening session, the amendment will appear on the November 2020 statewide ballot. According to a Cornell University Disability Status Report, in 2015, just under a quarter of veterans in Missouri had disabilities relating to their service. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.